Exclusive: Kash Patel, Government Gangsters Trying to Cover Up Biden Classified Documents Scandal. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on January 29, 2023. Former White House National Security official Kash Patel spoke with Breitbart News about how government gangsters at the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, are scrambling to cover up President Joe Biden's classified documents scandal in the deep state's targeting of former President Donald Trump. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle noted that former President Donald Trump, former Vice President Mike Pence, and President Joe Biden are all in controversy stemming from classified documents and asked Patel to break down the differences in each case. The key difference is that in Trump's case, he had the presidential authority to declassify the documents that were marked classified and found at Mar-a-Lago, Patel explained. When it comes to classified documents, there's one person on planet Earth that is a universal arbiter of classification. That means they can declassify and classify at will. That is a sitting president of the United States. That is it, Patel said. Nobody else can do that, unless that power is delegated to them through the Office of Director of National Intelligence, and through the chain of command, from the White House. A vice president cannot do it. Patel accused Biden's DOJ of creating a two-tier system of justice to try and cover up Biden's classified document case, despite the raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Patel urged House Republicans to subpoena documents from the FBI's investigation into Biden's classified documents to show the world how bad and rotten the DOJ is. And what we now know that this, they say the Biden investigation began in November, because a librarian said that the documents were overdue. I don't believe that for one second, Patel said. This investigation began from Hunter Biden's laptop, because they found classified information that he was using to shill and hawk documents to the Ukraine so he can get paid. That's where it came. And that's where the House must get the documents from the FBI to show the world how bad and rotten the DOJ is. Boyle noted that the $83,000 monthly payments Hunter Biden received for his business dealings with Ukrainian-based Burisma were so the company could get an inside track to whatever's going on in the White House. Patel pointed out that former President Barack Obama has been silent amid Biden's classified documents scandal and agreed with Boyle's suggestion that Obama be brought into the House committees to testify under oath. Patel said. But whether or not Barack Obama declassified certain documents, he certainly didn't declassify documents that were classified when Joe Biden was senator. Now we know that. Joe Biden has documents dating back 20 years. So Barack Obama had nothing to do with though. So even if you declassified some of this stuff Joe Biden took, and you're right, his deafening silence is noteworthy here, he could have just come out and said, nothing to see here. I declassified those for Joe, he told me about them. And, you know, no big deal. Patel also criticized the media for referring to sets of documents found in Biden's possession because one set could be 1,000 pages. In my career, I've never or rarely have I ever seen one set equal one page. And they're doing this on purpose, Patel said. Of course at Mar-a-Lago, they strewn all the paperwork on a floor and say, look at all of this stuff. With Biden, it's like, oh, he only had 6 sets here, and 4 sets there and 12 sets there. So this information that's been classified has been in the wild in unsecure facilities for multiple decades, being touched and handled by people who don't have the appropriate security clearance to do it. Namely Hunter Biden, who has used it to gain inappropriately and unlawfully contracts and advisory work from foreign governments. That in and of itself, is there another violation of the federal statute, Patel continued. Boyle pointed out that Biden has a plethora of documents at the University of Delaware waiting to be released from his time in the Senate. Patel, a former prosecutor, said he would have started looking for more classified documents at Biden's center at the University of Delaware. But Matt, you and I know we don't live in a uniform system of justice anymore. This is not the United States of America from 10 years ago. It's not even the USA from 7 years ago, Patel said. This government, under government gangsters like Merrick Garland and Chris Wray, have determined that anything that benefits Joe Biden and hurts Donald Trump is going to dictate how they operate the law to the facts at hand. And that is a total destruction of justice. Patel urged House Republicans to subpoena documents from every single location Hunter and Joe ever resided in, ever uses an office space, ever had an association with, or ever had an employment agreement with. Patel explained that Joe Biden is not our target. Instead, our target is the administrative deep state that's being run by these government gangsters. Patel continued. And we need to educate everyone that this total bastardization of due process by using the Biden classified documents scandal criminal enterprise to show them that even though Merrick Garland goes to the podium every week and says we are prosecuting without fear or favor, he is prosecuted because he is in fear and needs to curry favor with the deep state so that he can maintain his job and look good in the media. Boyle then asked Patel to give advice to House Republicans as they proceed with their investigations into Biden. Patel encouraged House Republicans to follow the money. He said, "These people need to do what we did during the Russiagate, which is follow the money. Money never lies. Subpoena the money, subpoena every bank that the Bidens had anything to do with in relation to the Ukraine, China, and other pay-for-play schemes. And why do I say that? Because the banking information relates right back to the documentation, which is the scene of a crime here. The Ukraine document that Hunter Biden produced from classified information is point in case, you know, exhibit number one, to land a seven-figure contract in the Ukraine. That is hard evidence that shows you and the American public what their actual intentions were with classified information. It was to take it to steal it and to peddle it for personal financial gain." He also cautioned against launching too many investigations. Instead, Patel suggested they conduct like two or three investigations, with the FBI and DOJ being the focus of one investigation and maybe the border and maybe Fauci. "If we can do those three things well, then we will provide the American public with documentation to show the corruption of the government gangsters that are operating these agencies and departments," Patel added. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.